Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Turn to madness. your ticket will explode. Kiss the golden phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should mean a goddamn thing to me. We'll be right back.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And today is Sunday, March the 25th, 2018. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. And you can download our mobile app, WMFO.org. We're also on iTunes and YouTube. Be back. Okay, it's 17 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. We'll be talking sports here, Donnelly. Well, I got to get the pro place in order. So before we could do that, I had to get my act together. So anyway, here we go. March Madness is marching right along. If you didn't know what was going on Friday, Villanova defeated West Virginia 90-78. And in the other game, Kansas edged out Clemson. The score there. 80-76. And so, last night, Michigan 58, Florida State 54. Loyola of Chicago is still doing it. Loyola of Chicago 78, Kansas State 62. So, since I haven't seen one single minute of an NCAA March Madness game this year, what can I tell you? Not a whole lot. Other than the fact that I guess that Villanova looks pretty good in their win against West Virginia. But, you know, Duke is still alive. And Kentucky got knocked out, I believe, on Thursday. And hey, I can't tell you who I'm going to pick to win because I haven't seen any of the teams play. But Loyola of Chicago, I guess, is the talk of the tournament because they're doing things that no one expected them to do. And so as long as they keep rolling right along, I guess that will be the story. But here again, as we as they move further and deeper into the tournament, the games against the opponents are going to get a little tougher. So we'll see how far they can go, but I guess, hey, you go with the flow. You don't worry about it. You just keep pressing right along. In the ladies' side of the tournament, UConn 72, Duke 59 yesterday. South Carolina 72, Buffalo 63. Notre Dame 90, Texas A&M 84. Oregon 83, and Central Michigan 64. But, like I said, since I haven't seen the men's side, I haven't seen any of the ladies' side, and don't even ask me about the NIT. But anyway, it's going to be interesting, I guess. Maybe, hopefully, this week I'll be able to get my stuff together. We've been having computer problems, I guess, in the office. And so that's really made things a little tight as far as being able to do what I would like to do. But anyway, hey, we're still here. We're still moving on. And hopefully we'll be able to give you more detailed information next week. Hopefully all of the apparatus will be operating. And I'll be operating the apparatus. And we'll be able to give you a more coherent program next Sunday. Okay, in the NBA yesterday, 76ers 120, the Timberwolves 100, the Magic 105, the Suns 99, the Lakers 100, the Grizzlies 93, the Hornets 102, and the Magic 98. There may have been some other games there, but I didn't get them. And matter of fact, I didn't get a lot of the Friday games either, even though I had all my material delivered to me. But like I said, without the computer, I couldn't go in and pick up other stuff. And so therefore, bear with me, folks. We'll do better as things roll along. You don't usually get a situation where both of your computer systems go down at the same time. But, hey, big win last week also. I think it was Friday night for the Celtics. Winning on the road with a last-minute shot against Portland. Marcus Morris does it again. And so, hey, we will take it. I guess you could call this year, as far as Boston sports are concerned, the year of the injury. First of all, last year, at the end of the last NBA season, Isaiah Thomas went down with his hip injury, and it just continued on. Edelman went out for the Patriots. Eduardo Rodriguez went down. And in spring training this year, Drew Pomeranz went on the DL. Chris Sale yesterday in an exhibition game got hit on the hip. Supposedly it's only a hip contusion. Doesn't expect to miss the start of the season, according to him. So we'll hopefully see how that goes. But this week, Kyrie Irving had his knee, a procedure done on his knee. And he's supposed to be out anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. Prior to that, Theis went down with knee injury, out for the season. Marcus Smart, after punching out the picture frame in his hotel room, missing a number of games, came back and went diving for a loose ball and had to have surgery on his right thumb. We're not the only one. I saw the injury list. I don't have them all, but Curry, along with the ankle injury problem, now also has a MCL sprain of his knee. And I haven't had a timetable as to when he's going to get back. Durant is out. Klay Thompson is out. Draymond Green is out. You wouldn't recognize the team that the Warriors are putting on the floor. Hey, but that's what the game is all about. You need to have a bench that can come in and bail you out when your frontline players go down. Like the Celtics, no one's crying for them. But, we lost Gordon Hayward right off the bat, 5 minutes into the first game. He goes down, and we've been doing, considerably well, based upon all that. We won 49 games already. And what this has done is allowed the bench players. Terry Rozier has shown that he can be a starter. Hopefully we don't lose him, because he's going to be so valuable coming off the bench when everybody gets healthy. The bench is going to be awesome when you figure if we start Haywood as small forward next year. We've got Al Horford at the power forward, and we got either Monroe, Theis, or Baines at center. And that means with Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving in the backcourt, we got Terry Rozier and Jason Tatum coming off the bench next year, along with Marcus Morris. I'll take that as a pretty good, and along with Marcus Smart, that's a pretty good bench. So hopefully other guys like Jabari Bird, Abdel Nader, can show what they've got. Larkin showed that he can a pretty good point guard. So, hey, things are looking pretty good as far as getting players who probably would not get this much playing time, but because of the need to press them into action, that they're getting time, and hopefully they'll improve their game and the rest will give them a shot. The NBA is terrible as far as not giving any respect to younger players. You gotta get your credits with them before you get any calls, and that's really terrible. But hey, I guess it's that way on every other team as well with young players, and so therefore, hey, you go with the flow. 426 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And this is the Sunday, last Sunday in the month of March. This is Palm Sunday edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-855. 915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
It can happen to the best of us. Abraham Lincoln and Henry Ford, Walt Disney and Harry Truman, they all had money troubles at one time in their lives. So if one day you have to say these words,
I can no longer make my mortgage payments.
Don't be ashamed. Act. Call the people expecting your payment and let them know there's a problem, right away. Because the sooner you let them know, the easier it will be for both of you. You see, nobody wins in a foreclosure. The process is costly and heartbreaking. Companies want to work with you. In fact, they have whole teams of people dedicated solely to keeping borrowers out of foreclosure. So if you're in danger of falling behind in your mortgage, call the company you've been sending your payments to every month and call them today. They can't help if they don't know you need help. To learn more, visit HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. That's HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. Brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A. Brown. Perspective on sports. National Hockey League last night, Avalanche 2 and the Golden Knights 1. The Rangers 5 and the Sabres 1. Hurricanes 5 and the Senators 2. New Jersey 2 and the Lightning 1. Panthers 4 and Coyotes 2. Oilers 3 and the Kings 2. Sharks 5 and the Flames 1. The Blackhawks 3 and the Islanders 1. The Blues 2 and the Blue Jackets 1. The Wild 4 and the Predators 1. And the Capitals 6 and the Canadiens 4. So the Bruins didn't play, but they didn't lose any ground because Tampa lost as well. And so therefore they're still 5 points behind, I do believe. And solidly entrenched in second place, I think. Let me see. I should not just say that. I should check to see who is trailing them now and how close they are. And then we can tell how entrenched they are. Not entrenched. Okay. Celtics are entrenched in second place in the NBA. Toronto. Okay, Toronto is... Did they win last night? Toronto Maple Leafs. What did the Maple Leafs do? I don't have any score for the Maple Leafs. So they are 7 points. Actually, the Bruins are 4 points behind Tampa Bay. And Toronto is 7 behind Boston. The Metropolitan is Washington, Pittsburgh, and Columbus. And for the wild card right now is Philadelphia and New Jersey. In the Western Conference, in the Central Division, Nashville, Winnipeg, and Minnesota. In that order, fairly entrenched. And the Pacific is Vegas, San Jose, and Los Angeles. And for the wild card is Anaheim and Colorado, but St. Louis is in the mix. And Dallas is not that far behind either. So, there you go. Bruins look like they're going to make the playoffs. Celtics look like they're going to make the playoffs. How far they go into the playoffs, that will be determined by how well, I guess, they are as physically. We'll see whether Chris Sale is able to make that start. Cora had said that Sale, Price, and Porcello were going to be his first three starters. And then we'll go from there. But it looks now like Ryan Johnson is in the mix because of the fact that Pomerantz and Eduardo Rodriguez are going to start the season on the disabled list. So, we're going to be able to see what takes place as far as the baseball season. I think things are starting to round into shape. Hanley Ramirez looks like he's going to be the starter at first base. Eduardo Nunez is going to start at second. Xander Bogaerts at short. Rafael Devers, who's been pounding the ball, is going to be a third baseman. Out in left field is going to be Benintendi, Bradley in center, and Betts in right. The BBBs are going to be out there. And catching, we have Vasquez, Sandy Leon, and it looks like Swihart is going to make the ball club. He has been hitting the ball as well. And much too valuable a player to let go. How many switch hitting catchers are there in the majors? Not that many. And this guy can also play the corner outfield positions in first base and maybe even third base as well. Who knows? Maybe even second or short. That's where he played before he got to the majors. So, hey, too valuable. And the fact that he's healthy and hitting the ball, you know, who knows what might happen. If the season goes along, he could break his way into the starting rotation. Who knows? We'll wait and see on that one. But too valuable a player to let go. And with no more options down to the minors, you got to hold on to him. It's 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford. Did I tell you it's 33 degrees outside our studio? And we are having some wet snow falling, nothing accumulating. It's more like rain and snow mixed. And so we'll see what happens later on. Hopefully, when the sun comes out, this stuff will stop. Snow on Palm Sunday. Hey, this is New England. And my granddaughter said, it's not global warming, Grandpa. It's climate change. Thank you, sweetie. It's 4:40 here at WFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, March the 25th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
compute. It's more than to compute.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world you've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
Okay, 4:47 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on March 25th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Been talking sports here actually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. or thereabouts. And we'd love to get you involved in sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Things still spinning in Patriots country. Just heard that Daron Harmon was stopped at the airport with all kinds of drug stuff in his bags. And I don't know what the fallout from that is going to be, but it's certainly not good news. we have the McCourty brothers, and so maybe we're going to have to put one of them, him and the new McCourty brother, in Harmon's place. We'll see what takes place after that. Not going to be able to go down all of the various pickups, the comings and the goings. The goings have seemed to have stopped thus far. Maybe some of the people who thought they were going to go somewhere will not be going anywhere. But anyway, I'm going to talk about Cordarrelle Patterson. First of all, he's a wide receiver. He's a kick and punt returner. He's a gunner on special teams, and we already re-signed Slater. So maybe he's going to get a lot of work, hopefully, and at the wide receiver spot. And hopefully Malcolm Mitchell comes back from his year of being on injured reserve. And same for Julian Edelman. We already have Cooks, Dorsett, Hogan. We still don't know what's going on with Gronkowski, but I think he's just looking to get more money. And if that's the case, hey, give him some money. Come on. You got plenty up there in Foxborough. Valuable as he has been to the team, how can you nickel and dime him? But, you know, they've nickeled and dimed people before. So it's like Randy Moss said, Patriots just don't pay. They pay who they want to pay, I guess. They said they were looking at Johnny Manziel in a workout. I don't know. To me, even a Manziel with his head on straight is not the answer as far as I'm concerned. And we still have not heard anything definitive about what took place in the Super Bowl regarding the benching of Malcolm Butler. I guess from his perspective, he doesn't know what was going on. So if it's in the camp of Bill Belichick, it's never going to get revealed. So, you know, people may guess and everything else. But, you know, here, you know, someone has said that Belichick was upset with Bob Kraft for having to trade Garoppolo. And therefore, practically gave him away. And maybe gave away the Super Bowl as well. Like Bill Parcells did several years before that. Okay, so anyway, you know, your guess is as good as mine. But I'd love to see Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, get a shot at wide receiver. We have another wide receiver on the books too as well. I don't have his name, however. But we'll see what happens when the draft rolls around in a couple of weeks. And how far we go from there. We could have a real tandem as far as punt returns and kick returns are concerned. If Cyrus Jones, who was out last year with an injury, can make it back to the ball club this year as well. That would certainly give us a double-headed type with Jones short and Patterson deep. Hey, who knows what might happen as far as kick returns are concerned. And defensively, like I said, I'm not going to go down to all the players. You know, hopefully, we re-sign LaAdrian Waddle, and one of our top picks in the draft last year, who did not play because of infections in his lungs, had been cleared to play. Understand that he's lost a lot of weight, so he got to put on some poundage to be able to get back to where he normally plays, the way he normally plays that. But we'll see if that works out. Maybe our offensive line coach will coach him up. And we won't miss the departure of Nate Solder. 4:52 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, Palm Sunday, March 25th. Snowy Palm Sunday, March 25th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's switch back to baseball. Season starting in a few days. I would say in the American League, Houston is still the number one choice, the world champion Houston Astros. They haven't lost anybody. And I'm assuming that the players with a year of championship under their belt, championship baseball under their belt, they would have to be the number one pick to go all the way. The Yankees have certainly added punch in that little bandbox they have down there in New York. The balls are going to be flying. You don't want to be walking close to the ballpark while the games are going. I'll drive you anyway, because Stanton and Judge and all the other guys they got down there are going to be hitting the ball all over the place, I anticipate. So we'll have to wait and see how good their pitching is. Certainly got the bullpen. Chapman is coming back, and all the other arms that were out there. We'll see how well their starting pitching holds up. Someone had said that they think the Red Sox starting pitching is far better if they're healthy than that of the Yankees. And they have the extra arms. Wright is going to be out for 15 games based upon his domestic situation. He and his wife had a problem during the off season. With that resolved, I don't know. Well, he's going for counseling, and there were no other charges, and so therefore, that's the Major League Baseball's penalty for getting into such an affair. So we're gonna have to wait and see how that all plays out. But with him and Rodriguez coming back and Pomerantz, I had said earlier in the year when spring training started that I would go with a six-man rotation, and that would take some of the burden off arms like Sale and Price, who had problems last year. Sale would just wore down, and Price with the arm problem. So anyway, they all seem to be throwing well. We'll have to wait and see what happens with the ball that hit Sale on his hip. Said just a hip contusion. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. But, you know, if we get people healthy, Irving back with the Celtics and Sale's healthy. Oh, I heard that Isaiah Thomas is going to be out a few days with a hip injury. So they're falling. They're falling fast and furious out there. Hopefully, we won't get any more injuries to derail us. Hanley Ramirez is supposed to be healthy. And J.D. Martinez is working his way back after missing the early part of spring training with his contract situation. So we're going to wait and see. You know, he has some injury situations, too. I think that held up the contract. So it's just, like I said, have to wait and see what is going to take place. It's 4:57 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, March 25th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, coming to you from WMFO 91.5 FM, also streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And as you heard just a little while ago, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm going to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, inviting you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Sounds of Praise, we're going to have a Palm Sunday program and also my 60th Salvation anniversary. We're going to be celebrating 60 years ago, came to faith in Christ at Fort Gordon in Georgia under the ministry of Chaplain William Turnbull. Praise God for him. Okay, so until next Sunday, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying come on back at 4 a.m. and talk sports with me. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. But if you're just waking up, stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way.